It is a gloomy Monday afternoon across New York and western New England. The sky has been a mainly cloudy one through the day, though we've had a few glimmers of sunshine, a few breaks of sunshine come through from time to time. But the sun is really what we call destructive sunshine, meaning that when the sun breaks develop, the ground heats up, the air rises, and the clouds fill back in. It's all being triggered by a cold pool of air aloft in association with an upper level low, which continues to spin to our east. That upper low will drift a bit to the south, moving south of the Canadian Maritimes in the coming hours, and then eventually it's going to push its way to the east over the next couple of days, and that should open the door to some brighter weather as we work through the middle part of the week. But in the short term, things will remain mainly cloudy in the coming hours. We even have a few showers rotating through, basically from north to south, as a disturbance comes around the backside of that upper level low. So you might see a shower come through during the late day and evening hours. Later tonight, we'll see at least a few breaks develop in the clouds. It'll be a cool night with temperatures falling into the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the day tomorrow, we'll still have some influence from that cold pool aloft. So we'll have clouds mixed with sunshine. It'll probably end up being a bit cloudier across the North Country and through Vermont. It'll be a breezy day with gusts at times reaching up over 20 miles per hour, and daytime highs should reach anywhere from the middle 50s to the lower 60s, so still a bit below normal for this time of year. Moving into Wednesday, things will begin to warm up. With more in the way of sunshine, temperatures should rise into the 60s and lower 70s. Then on Thursday, we'll watch for some moisture to build in from the south, with increasing clouds and an increasing chance of showers, with daytime highs mainly in the 60s. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly cloudy this evening, some clearing late, a chance of showers, low in the upper 30s to lower 40s. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, breezy, high 56 to 62. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, mostly cloudy this evening, some clearing late, a chance of showers, low in the upper 30s to lower 40s. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, breezy, high 56 to 62. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly cloudy this evening, some clearing late, a chance of showers, low in the upper 30s to lower 40s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, breezy, high in the upper 50s to lower 60s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, mostly cloudy this evening, some clearing late, a chance of showers, low in the upper 30s to lower 40s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, breezy, high in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Region-wide on Wednesday, partly sunny and warmer, with highs in the 60s to lower 70s, and on Thursday, increasing clouds with a chance of showers and highs in the 60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.